Welcome to episode 74, Estate Sales. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. I'm really excited to talk to you guys about estate sales and how to find more of them for your pipeline and how to grow your business through estate sales. A lot of people have the wrong impression when it comes to estate sales. They kind of feel very much like they're pushy. They're trying to sell to the wrong type of people. They don't want to hurt the feelings of the family. They don't want to hurt people's feelings on the fact that someone just passed away. But the truth is, when you're doing it correctly, you're doing a great service for your community, you're doing a great service for your client, and you can do it with a smile. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about how to do it and why to do it, but we're really talking today about how to get more of them. So first off, let's talk about the indicators. There's many different indicators in life that we have these things coming. Big, huge yard sales where you're clearing the whole house out, putting out big dumpsters in the yard. Seeing things like on Facebook Marketplace or any of the other places like a newspaper where somebody clearly lists estate sale, where they're selling everything within the entire home. Those things go on quite often and people just kind of overlook them. Us as real estate agents, we should be noticing these things because a mega yard sale, even if it's not an estate sale, it probably means that they're going to be moving soon. Probably means that they're consolidating what they have. So paying attention to some of those market indicators on places like Facebook Marketplace, maybe Craigslist, looking in the newspaper, just paying attention to all those going on, you might find ones. And then when you go by, feel free to go by. Bring your business card and everything and say, hey, I noticed you guys were selling everything. Are you going to be selling the house? Have you hired anyone yet? Don't be afraid to be out there doing it. Because again, I'm going to tell you in a few minutes why you shouldn't be afraid. But let's talk about how to get them a little bit more. Okay, another place is obituaries. We have obituaries in the newspaper. We have obituaries online. These are places where you can find out who unfortunately passed away in your area, and you also can figure out where they live and everything. This is a place where you can see potentials because you want to look at the estate after, which is public record. You want to see who are the people that can sign for it. Where are they? Maybe you start sending mail to the house because you know someone else is going to be receiving that mail. Getting on those obituaries is just going to put on the radar where some possible opportunities to run into estate sales are. Now, again, people are probably saying, oh, geez, this is evil. This is pretty dark. I'm listening to how to call dead people. No, you're listening to how to help families get the money out of the estate that they deserve, that their family has put there and saved up for them, and they want to get it and put it back to the estate. So we'll talk a little further about that in a few minutes. Another place is attorneys. A lot of people don't realize, but attorneys are allowed to take a referral fee. An attorney can't take a referral fee on a deal they're working as a real estate professional, and they can't work the same deal and sell the house at the same time, even though attorneys do have licenses in the brokerage side of things. As long as they pay the fees, they can't be an attorney on the real estate side and also be selling it. But one thing you can do is attorneys can do referral fees and they can end up sending you clients. So if you become good friends with a lot of different estate attorneys, people who pay attention to these things and take care of these matters for people, and you do a great service to their client, maximizing the potential off of their estates, you can create a great relationship where you both can actually earn money to help people better close out their estates and to actually take from it being a house and possessions and turning it into that money that the parents wanted to get down to the children, or the money that the person who left it to the inheritor wanted to get to the person. If you look at it as, geez, I'm looking to sell houses and just make money, you probably need to change your priorities. You need to look at it as, I want to help people maximize their potential from their estates, and I want to help them sell it as quick as possible, as painless as possible, not as much emotional attachment as possible, all that. I want to get them to the next milestone in their life through this success point here. Maybe it's getting them the down payment. A lot of times when people inherit money, remember, after you deal with the estate, a lot of times you're going to have a future purchase because someone might have just inherited enough money for a down payment. Now, a lot of people say, well, why would they sell the house? Lots of people have to sell the house to get away from that emotional separation, whether it be the family house, the dad's house, the friend's house, the lover's house, whatever it be. It's very difficult for them to look at it as their own house after something happens, especially if something happened inside the home. So a lot of times they will sell and then they buy again, so it makes a great client when it comes to that. Another place we're going to find a lot of estate sales is lifelong friends. So for a good real estate agent, we're working our circle of influence correctly. We're reaching out to everybody. We're going to make sure that everybody knows that you sell real estate. So when it comes to lifelong friends, we have people who their grandparents are going to pass away, maybe their parents, maybe their brothers and sisters. Who knows? You really never know when it's going to be your time. And we do know right now we have more people than ever because of COVID-19 actually passing away this year. So we have a lot of estate sales that are coming. It takes a little bit of time for them to process. But remember, you want to be in the right places, like looking in the obituaries, checking out the yard sales, keeping in touch with attorneys, making sure your friends, long-term friends, are in your circle of influence and that you're reaching out to them and you're letting them know. And also producing material that allows people to know you know what you're doing with estate sales. So we've talked about circle of friends. Now let's talk about making sure you have the right paperwork and the right information together. If you're never putting out any information about estate sales, many people figure you just don't do them. This is something that's commonly the death of a new branch for a lot of people. They don't realize that they have the ability to branch out. They just think, okay, everyone knows I do foreclosures, short sales. They all know that I do estate sales. Everybody understands it. No, they don't. And that's the thing. They don't. They don't at all. And they don't understand it, and they want someone that really understands it. So showing them that you understand it, getting them that information, creating great blogs, maybe a podcast, maybe it's something as simple as just a one sheet piece of information that you send out to all your clients just saying, estate sales are common. Do you have someone that's a professional in it? I can help you with that. I'll help you maximize the potential off of your estate. I'll make sure you get the most money possible. I'll do it as quickly as possible. All the things that they want to hear, put it together, but then put some information about what is an estate sale, how does it go on, do they need an attorney or not, where do they start, what type of licenses to sell do they need to get. Again, this episode's not about that end of it. We can do that in a future one, but you want to make sure you put that stuff together because that's one more lead-in to get more relationships. Next, relationship with the senior center. Now, this is a cool, fun one. A lot of people, again, are going to go, geez, this person's always trying to take advantage of old people. No, if you do that, you're a terrible person. But if you go have a great relationship with the senior center, whether it be donating money, time, effort, energy, any of that, a lot of us real estate professionals, we have a lot of energy. We also have a lot of contacts. We have a lot of sources. Use that energy to do positive things throughout your community, and you'll see your sales grow and pay you back tenfold to what the effort is that you put in. So going down to the senior center and being an able-bodied person and saying, do you have anything that's heavy that you need moved around? Do you have anything that you need cleaned? Do you need some landscape help? Is there someone local here that needs help at their house? Paying attention to the community and being a community-based real estate agent is going to get you the results that you desire, and it's also going to build some great relationships. If you go into these things with the wrong mindset of taking advantage of people, yeah, you need to get your priorities straight. But if you go into it of, I'm going to help everybody that I possibly can in life, you're going to find that a lot of people help you. You have to give more than you get, and you'll get more than you think you get when it comes to, because of the law of reciprocation and everything, giving, 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 it will lead to you receiving. So make sure to pay attention to how to build better relationships with that senior center. Get out there, be the member that tells them I'll help on event stays, whatever it is, but just remember, you're helping. So stop being salesy with these things when you're there. You don't have to be salesy. Of course, it's important for them to know that you're a real estate agent. Of course, it's important for them to know that you can do estate sales. But it isn't important that every single time you go there, that's all you talk about. Remember, we're not going to be really salesy on the estate sales side of things. We're going to be education. We're going to be the content provider. We're going to be the known official provider of the great quality information of how to do it, which by instilling that we are the professional, that we are the go-to person for estate sales, we're going to have them realize, I want to use this person. So let's get that salesperson out of our head during this time, because we want to watch out when it comes to the idea that people have about that maybe you're moving into a sales position on someone's that's about to pass away's relationship. So let's just get that out of the way and not do that. So now let's talk just a little bit about dealing with them and some things that I want to point out, because when you get these, there's a couple things. Number one, when you get the call or you get the opportunity for the interview, remember, focus on the goals. Listen to the person, find out what their goals are. Is it to sell it as quick as possible? Maybe the price should matter. Is it to sell it for the most money possible? Maybe making sure they do the right work is possible. All the different possibilities, but making sure you listen to their goals, not your goals, their goals. They're going to tell you whether they want a fast sale or a long sale. Some people are going to be emotionally attached and not be able to remove the possessions. It's going to take time. Maybe you need to coach them on, we need to move more stuff. Be real about the fact that if they want most money, you're going to sometimes have to offend them on the level of mom and dad's paint colors, mom and dad's choices of wallpapers, mom and dad's colors of whatever. And I'm just using mom and dad as an example, but those aren't mainstream to the market. If we want to maximize potential, do we have capital to invest back into this house that we could put a dollar in and get a $1.30 out? We always want to make sure if they're putting capital in that they're going to get more than their capital investment, but we want to make sure that we give them good advice. And remember, you can go into all this with the mindset of, I am going to help this family, one, avoid the wicked emotional battle of this whole entire selling of the home. Two, earn the most money with the most potential possible when selling their estate. Three, do this as seamlessly and professional as possible so that they don't get stressed out. So if you just pay attention to those couple things, you can realize that you're doing them a favor. You're trying to get them the most money possible. You're trying to save them emotional and physical energy. You're trying to do everything with their best interests. Lastly, let's just talk about a little bit of the dealing with it as far as making sure to treat everyone equally. What do I mean by that? So when a estate goes into the heirs, sometimes there's multiple heirs. And sometimes people have one executor of the estate and they tell you to talk just with that one person. If that's the rules they lay down, that's the rules they lay down. But make sure you tell them, I think it'd be better if we talked to everyone equally. If they don't want to do it, that's their decision. As long as the attorney that's involved that's saying the executor has that decision-making power, then that's fine. But typically, it's a distributed decision. So if you have five siblings, you have to have five signatures, basically. What it comes down to is people forget and they tell Uncle Frank and he's supposed to tell Aunt Patty, and Aunt Patty never finds out and she's pissed that you didn't let her know something. So make sure, get every email, get every phone number, create group texts, create group emails, run a long chain of group emails so that all the statements are all there together. The last thing you want to do is create a rift between two members of an estate, because there are people that will put their feet down. They have plenty of money in their bank accounts, so they don't care, and they'll drag that process out. Or other times, there's people who don't have any money in their bank account, they want the money now from the estate, and they make irrational decisions that the rest of the family is not okay with, like accepting crazy low numbers. Be honest with people, because a lot of times estates are worth a little bit less than the people think. Sometimes they're worth a little more, but sometimes it's back to that house versus home. They see it as the home that they created versus the house that they bought, and we're going to be selling it as a house, hoping someone else wants to make a home out of it. So house versus home comes in. So just make sure to understand that you have to watch both directions. You're going to have both ways, where sometimes people want to sell quick just because they have no money. Other times they have too much money. Other times they just hate their cousin and they don't care whether they got money or not. They're not going to do it. So being that person that talks with everyone equally and being that person that's able to mitigate the problem and de-escalate the issues is going to be a huge key to your success when you get all these estate sales. So let's run it down real quick. Make sure to pay attention to the indicators. Make sure to check out the obituaries. Create great relationships with attorneys. Make sure your lifelong friends know that you handle estate sales and create great information to hand out to not only just them, but everybody else. Make sure to create contacts at different elder care facilities. Create different relationships and help out there. Also, the senior center. Make a great relationship with them. Work to help them. Don't be so salesy, and I guarantee you'll find more success in estate sales. I hope this episode helps you find success in estate sales. Please remember to subscribe to the podcast and tell all your friends and family. If you haven't checked out the Facebook group yet, run over there to Facebook and check out Real Facts on Real Estate. Thank you so much for listening this week, and have a great week.